This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The news matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. All right, so if you want to rent an Airbnb and throw one hell of a party, like you say you're going to the beach or up in the mountains, you cannot do that because Airbnb announced its anti-party algorithm.
What?
It will be in effect for Memorial Day weekend. So if it decides...
What that means?
It means if you're trying to rent a house to throw a rager, you get blocked.
And do not throw ragers.
Include booking a big place.
I do keggers.
Close to where you live and booking it at the last minute is a red flag. So
that's what they say about airline tickets to other countries. If you buy them day of, you're instantly flagged.
Oh, that's not good.
I know.
You're looking for the best deal.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, dude, Trivago hates you for saying that, but like, that's what they do. If they see you bought an airplane ticket day of going out of country, you go on a suspect list instantaneously.
I'm probably already on it because I'm a fat guy wearing shorts at the airport.
Yeah, they're like, there's no way he's muling in drugs. That's not really his gut. Slap him in the belly. It doesn't move like a big gut was. They're going to think. You have a hard belly.
Is that
so
a fake belly?
They're saying that this algorithm prevented over 50,000 bookings last year. Almost half of them were in just three states, Texas, Florida, and California.
Let's start a new platform where it's for people who don't give a damn about how the house is left. And you can just throw ragers there. You can shoot porno movies there.
Oh,
you can make music videos.
Uh-huh.
Sir, do you have cones up your ass? We have to confiscate them.
Yeah, David Cone and his brother, yes.
That's something to think about because we, at our houses up in the mountains, we, you know, you take the linens, you don't leave them on the bed when you go. You make sure everything's wiped down and clean.
Are you talking about the bed clothes?
The bed clothes page.
Okay, so you take the bed clothes off the bed.
Remember the time I said, last night I left the house, or this morning I left the house and there was an Afghan on my bed. And Pate's like, you mean like a foreigner?
With holes all in it.
So, but I never think about what has happened in the bed prior to me staying there, which is a good thing because, you know, I have relatives that are there. If somebody has a rager, like there's been weddings.
Oh, yeah,
there.
That's at your, yeah, but like when you stay at a hotel or whatever. Like,
yeah, you're kind of grossed out thinking.
I don't think about it.
No.
Especially
just,
during prom season, you're like, God, man, I don't even want to say. Person just became an adult or
you'd be in the
I hope they were both
though,
into it.
Like thinking, who blew up this toilet? I don't even want to sit on it.
I don't.
I don't think of that.
No.
Ever.
I do some squats and.
Because I think my relatives are clean. Some of them maybe.
That's not what you're saying before we went on air.
Yeah. That is.
You're like, oh my God.
You said art
maybe.
Was filthy.
His mouth.
You said he had athlete's hands.
His mouth is filthy. That's why he won't come on here. Could you be bleeping him out the whole time? Especially talking
That's
about
your
him.
Excuse for us to not get him on. He'll cuss too much. You guys are going to talk to
him. I would love to have a bowl of chili for Mark. I'll never get it.
I'll pose that to him again.
And I need a haircut,
he
too.
Not swear. He's a good barber.
Well,
he said to me, since... I'm not going to talk about getting my esthetician's license, so I'll just skip forward. Never mind.
You might as well.
All right, he said to me, since he's got his barber's license and I'm going to be an esthetician, that we should go into business together.
Yes,
how long do you think that's going to last?
You can hold the pubes while he cuts them.
He would cut pubic hair?
Like
shave back?
No, he would do his own business, but we'd rent a building out.
Is there like an add-on?
Like we can rent booths out to other people, and I just looked at him going.
So if I'm getting my hair cut, you would walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Paige. I'm Art's sister. Uh-huh. You want me to come wax your butthole?"
Yeah.
Like really?
He'd be cutting pubes like Edward Scissorhands.
What kind of service would you like? Would you like your hair cut, or would you like me to wax you or massage you, like a back massage, a back facial?
You ever find like an old wax pad stuck to your leg at the end of the day? I would go to school sometimes with my mom's cord pads stuck to my jacket.
I didn't do this, but somebody...
That was embarrassing, too, because I had no clue what that was. Because I need something to show off to your kids. Look at my bunions, kids.
Well, you couldn't see it back there if it was.
No, but it's skin colored. Like, I was thinking, like, black people who have corns don't have a place to buy black corn pads.
So
they just don't.
You dip it and you're twisting.
And we're going to change that.
I'd like to go into
the
business.
The stick, and then you wipe it down. And if it's like hard wax, you're just going to take it at the bottom and peel it off. Hmm. But if it's soft wax, you're going to put something over and then rip it.
What if it's little pads for people who have bunions and they have pictures of Fildy and Jonathan Davis on them? Corn pads with a K.
God.
That'd be cool. That'd be kind of cute. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's probably their demo now.
You can have a monkey corn pad for your monkey.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of... interesting.
Do you think guys go there to, because you know, look, a lot of estheticians are hot women, so I wonder if guys go there just to pick them up, like, hey, wax the back.
I think guys go there because they like to have a woman rub on them,
because like if you got like a hog and a half, you're gonna show it off. I'm gonna take it.
Oh,
to get
yeah
waxed.
You would go and say, yes, I need my nether region waxed.
I don't think men ask for that too much down there, like, you know,
not straight ones,
not waxing. Because they Frank keep it. The hair.
We had a lady wax her one time. Tell
they
us that.
They keep the hair on their legs. So I don't think if any hair.
Esthetician.
Yeah.
Sounds like you would work with fecal matter with a name like that.
Yeah, it really does. Like you work down at Malden Road.
Yeah.
Walking catwalking.
Sewage management. I'm an esthetician.
Yeah.
They probably say they are.
Is there a such thing as a pistetician? Who knows?
He might be.
I think the person who checks my sugar glucose level.
That's a urologist.
They have a little door they hide out in this little room over there, and I pass it over to them.
That's what it is. They sit there and look. They hold the cup for the drug test. You got to pee through the door.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Or colonoscopy.
I like the way you were going to say it the first time.
Get some of that meconium. Get a sample.
Get some.
Shout out, baby.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, that. Well, did you know that the average American hosts 4 barbecues every summer? Or should we say
you
cookout?
You mean cookout? Yes.
So summer is just around the corner.
It was barbecuing.
And people are getting their list together on what they need to bring. And the most popular grilling staples, burgers, hot dogs, chicken, steak, ribs, bratwurst, kebabs, pork chops, and fish.
Well, what about the hot dog? The hot dogs with the cheese up in it already.
You don't want to cook out with fish, though, man.
Oh, yeah,
no,
you do.
I don't. I mean, no. I'd broil it.
You got to do it last. Yeah. You're going to ruin
it. I like grilled salmon, though. That's really good. Yum, 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 yum.
Not while you're cooking meat, though. I mean,
no,
if you're cooking it by yourself,
you do that last.
If you got some shrimp on the Barbie, throw them up on that top deck.
Yeah,
that's what
I
do.
Yeah.
You got a double decker?
Most of them are.
Taken one before.
You took an upper decker, but not a double decker.
That's where you take a dump.
Style of bus over in London.
That's where you take a dump and hold a baseball bat.
Yeah.
So generally, we plan to have 5 of them over the summer. Host 4.
Bull do.
You don't have a grill. I'm not allowed to have a grill. And I hate that.
I got rid of my grill because it was...
Mess up your teeth?
No. It's because it was my husband's. And when you start it, the flame just is everywhere. And I don't know if he thought that was funny, but it just... The way he adjusted it...
Yeah.
It was wild.
Maybe that's the way I hibachi.
Hibachi.
I know how to cook. Okay.
He did. He was always out there smoking and grilling something.
And if I dropped a cigarette on the hibachi, I would just mix it in with the chicken.
That's my dry rub. It's ashes.
He did have his rub. He had his own, his special sauce or whatever.
Gross face.
That's not nasty, but you know, like his own grilling sauce and his own rub.
Fire sauce.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I got invited to a cookout on Memorial Day.
Grilling sauce.
And it goes back and forth where, hey, I'll bring this, I'll bring this, I'll bring this. And
nobody brought nothing?
No, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. It's Memorial Day. And the person who's hosting it just throws it out there that we're going to have Mexican food.
Oh, like a big table full of like nachos and
Okay, I'll bring the ground beef. Okay, we'll get lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, sour cream, and salsa.
You're going to have a taco bar. That is
so good. It's Memorial Day. We're eating American food.
Paige knows about that taco bar, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Guys do the Taco Bell. I'm sorry, the taco bar thing. So good.
You know, it's working Women's Wednesday.
Yeah, Quero Taco Bell.
No, for my birthday, I had a taco bar.
I had a taco bar for my birthday. Are any guys there? Is this at Camp Cougar?
Yeah.
Taco bar Camp Cougar. Hell yeah.
It is.
God. Any videos?
Go there?
Taco bar videos?
I hope not. I hope we're never videotaped there. That's kind of...
No, we know what's going to go on.
You know, Art's put one in little tiny cameras in there.
He's like, hey, you know, I may take a chance of seeing Paige, but I'll put it in all the rooms.
He doesn't want to see me. He wants to see my friends.
He already has.
Yeah.
He's already seen you.
It's like, I saw you growing up.
He doesn't want to look at that.
Paige just standing there naked in front of the camera doing her hand like John Cena. You can't see me, can you?
I see your hooters.
The only thing that he did is he, when we went skinny dipping, because we thought, we'll just go skinny dipping. I don't know why.
This you and Art?
No, me and my girlfriend.
Okay, you needed to say that.
I thought you were talking
I would never go skinny dipping with, he'd drown me. So
Jesus, he's got a hog in the head.
Put your clothes on.
Like hateful or just accidentally?
You know, we were just we had that kind of relationship where
he just
we
jump
were
on your
fight
head
about something that was going to happen. Is
right. Nothing wrong with a little hint of incest?
No, nothing like that at all.
Did he ever tune in Tokyo?
No. So we decided we would go skinny dipping because we were by ourselves and my mom went to the store. So we were, you know, and when you go to the store up in the mountains, you go to Brevard, so it's half an hour. So we went swimming. And while we were swimming and we had our bathing suits on the deck, he and his friends took all our swimsuits and threw them in the pasture. So we had to get out of the lake and run and walk.
Oh, this is the California was here.
No, that was here. Nice. So we had to get out of the lake and go get our bathing suits. And they were laughing. I'm sure they took pictures of that.
I bet they were doing more than laughing.
Yeah.
That's my only story of getting naked in front of my brother.
This is hot.
You mean
that
there's not another one to share?
No.
If you got naked sibling stories, please.
No, he did. He
text
did
or email.
Can we get a love offering going to get your brother on there?
Oh, God.
That'd be so much stuff.
You can veto. I will pre-write questions out, and you can veto them. Honest to God, I'd love to.
Because his story is probably different than mine.
Just making a little light of the fun here, but we ain't got many family members left to bring on the show.
I know.
I mean, hell. We getting down to that. Let's get Art on the phone.
Do you know how grumpy?
Can he say, hey, hey, Pagey?
Hey,
Pagey. We get him a little nickname, a little catchphrase.
He calls me Pagey Poo. So,
look, it's right there.
So
his story might be different.
Yeah, his story probably be different than mine.
He could be like, hey, man, she wanted me to get naked in the water.
Called you Pagey Poo because you get diarrhea all the time.
She was dying for me to get naked.
No, but he did put the snake in the bathtub. He'll probably say, I didn't do that. Yes, you did.
We absolutely need to get him on. What's your price?
He's got to.
You mean to send you some blank pics?
No, you're going to have
what
to just
What if
we
let you graduate early? What if we can arrange that?
Because he'd be hitting the swear button all the time. That's all he does is
what
swear.
What if I have an envelope here with an esthetician's license in it that I can write your name into?
I don't have to take the boards.
I got it at the same place I got my COVID card.
He's an ordained esthetician. He can wax your...
I'm universal.
Then I will graduate on August 12th and we don't have to hear it.
He can mow your chode right now if you want him to.
What if I could work you into high school graduation on Friday?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
They're going on now. That was amazing to me. Like, you got Raw there Monday night. You got graduation Tuesday.
I got caught in that yesterday. God bless. You know who I bet you hated that more than anything? Although glad for their future, Attorney Rob Inaria.
Oh, yeah.
That was right by his office. Yep. Holy moly.
I was out there trying to wreck people so you can get some clients.
I was, too. I was trying to give people drugs and alcohol while they're driving.
I'm trying to traffic high school graduates.
I called him and gave him their license number.
I'm on traffic graduates, Rob.
Turns out he's on vacation at a car show in Guatemala.
That's random.
I don't know. It's crazy.
All right.
We'll know here in 2 seconds if he's listening right now or not. That'll be a fun text to get.
Yeah, all
right. Paige, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that, unlike most.
That's good.
That's really fine. Good. I'm improving. Yeah, that good. Makes me feel somewhat.
All right. Different. We're going to take us a little break. Paige is going to slay me in the birthdays or suckets, and we'll tell you about Thursday's show. Good morning, everyone.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you. The Fat Boy just told me off there he doesn't like this is called a battle now because it's like a competition. And you know what? It's not a competition. We just call it the BDA.
It really
co-present.
Is.
And we all get off on it and laugh and not get off on it, but laugh and have a good time. All right. Paige, I misspoke earlier. I meant for you to toss a coin. She actually tossed a salad in here.
She really did.
Fat Boy laughed the entire time.
Mm.
No, she made a salad.
She likes berries on hers, you know.
I will go first. Then. I won the toss, and I will go first.
Yeah, you did. You did win the toss.
Now Yay. It's to pick the order. I'm going to start with this one. Now, I will start this by saying that this is probably a medical situation. Okay?
Oh, no.
But she also could have been where that edible just kicked in.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, you ever been drinking or whatever? Like, man, I've drank six shots. I don't feel nothing yet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, right when it kicks in. Or.
Until you stand up.
She could have had a stroke. This is a news reporter across the street from the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, KCBS in LA Channel 2. Listen to this.
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit, the head of the pit.
God what?
Bless her. That sounds bad.
And I've Googled my little fingers off, and there's no tell of that lady having a stroke. So it could have just been one of those things where the wires get crossed.
What do you do if you're an anchor? Like you kind of play with it?
I would bust out laughing.
It's like
when I say something funny, y'all bust out laughing, you know, mispronounce a word or blah, blah, blah. It's, but like, you do it one more time.
Yeah.
Like, she was so committed to it. She's like, I'm not going to stop and take two or blah. We're going to continue with this. Now, I hope nothing's wrong with it, but I Googled.
It sounded like a stroke.
It's what it sounded like. You're absolutely right. And I've asked Fat Boy now to do something that made it hard. Not like that.
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit, the head of the pit.
She's like, I'm passing this baton off to the other reporter.
What if the anchor the whole time was like,
that's all, folks.
I think the worst situation that I saw was where somebody was ill prepared because the woman that was the anchor, they went through like a bad breakup.
Oh.
And they
went with each other?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And she set him up, and he looked like a big idiot, so there was a problem.
You don't eat crap, that saying, you know?
No. Uh-huh.
You don't do it.
Well, you grin when you do, though.
Which is, I would not.
What is that about? Let's get to that. It's maybe Rob Young knows that. Why is it called a blank eating grin? Why are you grinning after eating poop?
All yeah, right. Why would
Made
you?
Made no sense.
Matt Man.
I'd do it, and I'd be frowning. Okay. I'd have a crap-eating frown.
Not eating or sniffing the stuff.
Right. You keep your swings your way.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like Paige knows what I'm about to play next.
Oh, did she feed right into that?
Well, yeah. She mentioned the phrase bad breakup.
Oh.
That's what happened to our boy Juice Cuz right here.
Juice Cuz? Is he related to Juice World?
I don't know. If he is, tough times in the family. Apologize.
Word. Bless.
Word.
But also shout out Young Scooter. Rip.
Oh, God. I know. I know.
We still can't deal with it. So Juice Cuz wrote a song, a breakup song, I guess. Really viral. I thought it was pretty funny. You might enjoy it. Feel free to use it if you break up with somebody today or tomorrow.
I hope your breath stays with a dookie smell. I hope soon as you get them done, bitch, you break every f***ing nail. I hope you wake up and realize you gotta tell. I hope when Jesus comes, you the only person that he send to hell. I hope your kids go to school and just fail. I hope you open a mailbox every day and that bitch ain't got no mail. I hope the plug serve you off a broke scale. I hope your house burned down and you can't find no hotel. I hope roaches crawl on you when you sleep. I hope you never have sex, but it still burn when your ass pee. I hope they steal your car and they sell it cheap. I hope you get a permanent black stain on the bottom of your feet. I hope somebody pour bleach on all your clothes. I hope you get COVID and can't never smell through your nose. I hope your best friend group chat get exposed. I hope your baby daddy beat you for cheating. You ain't even got no hoes. I hope the worst. I hope you allergic to your shirt. I hope it's an off day for everybody and you the only one at work. I hope they see boo-boo crumbs when you twerk. I hope they show your close friends to everybody at your mama church. I hope everybody...
Oh,
that's called I Hope the Worst.
How did you know? What have you got if that's what you started with?
I love that.
God.
Breath
smell like dookie.
Boo-boo crumbs? What was that?
Boo-boo.
That's a good one. So I hope you open a mailbox and that bitch ain't got
no mail. God. Wow.
Juice Cuz.
God.
Boo-boo crumbs.
Man, I want to use that as a rejoin this week.
Was it poo-poo or boo-boo? I missed
either
it.
Way, it applies. It's boo-boo crumbs.
Boo-boo crumbs.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Gosh.
I would just walk out. I think we got to
win. I'm fifth in the batting order after the Grand Slam was just hit.
Oh, my God.
We still got good ones.
Okay, let's go back to the news. This is from, again, I gaff a little bit. The fires in California, you know, it all happened at once. People were trying to get out, out what was going on. Reporters were dispersed, and things like this happened on live television, KCAL in Burbank, California.
Are you? So the family with the poor little girl who was...
There's a fire happening right now.
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know,
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in L.A.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
We got the...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Okay.
All right.
Stop. He's like, okay, but she's like, you know, she's gay, right? Because she said it that way.
I don't know. She just said, unacceptable. Unacceptable. And shooed him away.
Is that about all the gay people?
What's up, man? No, man. It's like, it's not Cheech Marin or anyone. It's like, what's up with you? She's like, we don't know. That's why we're here. Well, you're supposed to be the news. You tell me. Probably all the gay people in L.A., man.
You know what I loved? When you would do this on the radio back in the day, like, you know, the collective you'd prank a radio station. They'd always try to bully you by saying, oh, you're going to jail for that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get in trouble. Like, I ain't getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You are, you dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were the one that aired it, you goober. All right. Still, Fat Boy, I mean, you've got the belt or the cup or trophy or whatever is here.
Let me do one more. It's not a song, but it's a compilation of old commercials from back in the day by one Mr. T. I believe Batman dressed as for Halloween one year as a young boy.
Back in a time when you could.
This kind of brings you back to just positive messages on TV.
Yeah.
But the method of delivery might be a little scary when it's coming from Mr. T.
Right, because he calls you a fool one minute, and the next minute he's telling you to shut up, and the next minute he's like, don't do drugs, fool.
These are still applicable, so.
A little abrasive.
If you got kids, you better listen up right now. Here's some life lessons from Mr. T.
But listen up now. This is serious. When you're tempted to do something wrong, even if the reasons are good, think twice.
You catching my drift?
Yeah.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you. Eat smart, eat good, and you'll be smart and look good. If a stranger offered you a toy, some candy, or a puppy, take off.
The bottom line is, we all have things that is very important to us that we don't want other people to touch. How would you feel if someone went through your stuff?
Woody was lucky this time, but don't you press your luck. If things start looking fuzzy and blurred, you get your eyes checked right away. Okay?
Okay.
Like,
tell them to put your kids God. With their eyes checked.
Don't take free candy or a puppy from a stranger. A puppy. I never knew those were used to abduct children.
If he offers you candy, take off.
Take
if
the puppy and run.
If
I
your
would.
Vision gets blurry, see a doctor. Like, I can't tell if they got roofied or if they are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Vision was going. Guys, break it down. Live from callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, Rob said he's loving the graduations going on downtown.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 21st of May. Happy birthday.
Oh. Second. I'm kind of surprised he made the list, but we'll talk about it.
Yo, what a single say, suck that. Suck that.
He had a pretty good few seasons. Hamilton.
Josh Hamilton. Yeah, what happened to him?
You remember he got drafted, but he had a big drug issue, so his career to the majors got delayed.
Who was the other guy that Meadows? He was going to sign with Clemson to play baseball, and then he got like $1 million signing bonus, and then I want to say it was like drugs real bad, and everything just fell apart.
I can't think of who.
Kids, don't do drugs. If you don't care about your brain looking like a fried egg, it will make you lose money and people will rumor mill about you. So that's another reason not to do them.
I remember first signing bonus that came back and played football was old Roscoe Crosby.
Oh, God.
Yeah. When he went, he got drafted and got his money, but played football.
God, that's another one. We should do like a Where Are They Now thing.
Where you at, Roscoe? You living in Buffalo?
Shout out to Squeaky Watson.
He's a truck driver.
I know. Yeah. Edith probably knows him. It's all a big community.
Josh Hamilton's delayed. He works with Richard Davis for a little bit, builds some houses, comes back to the majors. 44 years old for Josh Hamilton.
Dang.
Wow.
He has some music for this gentleman.
What a Kevin Moss. How old is he now?
How old is Jimmy Key?
Jimmy Key, you mean the great Clemson Tiger?
Yes, sir.
Turncoat and went and played for Canada.
I could have went with Tom Petty for this gentleman.
Oh.
Which he's on the circuit now.
What does that mean?
They'll show the movie in an evening with this person for Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Spicoli?
Nope. You would never get
Judge
Sean Penn for that. It is Judge
Reinhold. Oh, yeah, because of Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
To me.
He was in the last Part 4, Axel F.
I don't know why. I guess he just didn't need the money, but they could have done some kind of courtroom show with him.
They really could have.
Today on Judge Reinhold.
He could have guessed it on Night Court.
Right.
The first one, not the reboot.
Yeah.
Which got canceled, I saw.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Dude, our show got canceled too. Did you tell me that? Our show, the Kevin Bacon show.
Oh, yeah, The Bondsman.
Wow.
Why did they cancel that?
Kevin Bacon don't even know. He put out a video, so I don't know why it got canceled.
It's an Amazon Prime show. Like, why do those ever get canceled? They shouldn't. I mean, it's Amazon. They stream everything.
There were 8 episodes, a half hour each, and it was a fun show.
Quality, well-written, is so good. Yep. I highly recommend The Bondsman, but you'll never know what's going to happen because it got canceled.
Yep.
Gary U.S. Bonds, is that who we're guessing?
Judge
Reinhold is 66 years young today. Quite certain.
67.
Brad Hamilton is 68 years old.
Big Harry Blanky.
You can tell Judge got a little bit of work done, right? Yeah. Maybe some Botox. It's cool, though.
Yeah, and I noticed that in the actual movie, whatever they called that.
Axel F.
Whatever it's called. It wasn't bad. A-Team. Mr. T.
Eddie Murphy absolutely hates, it is Mr. T's birthday. Yeah. Part 3, so that's why he wanted to do Part 4. He said Part 3 cannot be the last one because they were in a zoo and it was kind of...
Yeah, but is that true or is that just a way to make it look like you're not coming back to do a fourth sequel? Because I did the same thing about Naked Gun. I really did. They said, we're not going to do a fourth one because we've done all those jokes. It's like...
Gotta hope it's good, too, the new one.
The new one.
This is Paul Walter Hauser. He's great.
He's good. So, Mr. T, I could do some quick math on tell you this.
Clubber Lang. 38. Fool. It's my birthday, fool. 12 to 37. You better be right. I'm going to choke you with a dookie rope, fool.
It's either 73 or 74. One of those two is right, so I'll go half credit on either.
73. Mr. T is 70 damn 3 years old.
Yes. Woo!
Yes, I used to be a big fan, guys. I was him for Halloween one year in full regalia. Yeah, it was a different time.
Not half, but full.
Who made your costume?
Hey, baby. Oh. She did. She made me a little, had a little blue jean vest. It looked like a little Stone Cold if he was black and had a mohawk. I did. I really
Seems
did.
Seems just full, man.
She got me a bunch of fake jewelry from Wilson's Five and Diamond, spray painted it damn gold. That was a particular color. It was damn gold. She put a piece of tape over the damn on the label.
You know, I think I know the answer to this. And it's funny because.
Suck it!
I think you'll say it. We mentioned him a couple hours ago when we were talking about SNL. His bit with Michael Jordan.
Oh, Stuart Smalley.
Yep. Played by.
Al Franken.
It's Al's birthday.
Yeah.
Senator from Minnesota. Would say probably very left wing.
I've already asked it, Paige.
Mm. Al Franken.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
75?
So close. 74 years old.
Oh. He changed his last name because he didn't want people to know that his great-great-grandfather was a monster.
With thumbtacks in his neck.
His real name's Al Frankenstein, Paige.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at his neck next time, you see where they took the bolts out.
I see. Remember the bit they did with Fred Armisen? He was the super. His name was Frank Stein, but he was dressed like Frankenstein.
I was thinking it was, didn't Phil Hartman do a Frankenstein?
Yeah, he did one too.
Yeah, this is really good. God, I'm going to say I miss him, but that guy was a genius. sad way his life ended, man.
Wife got all coked up and killed him.
Sucks.
Took away a genius from us.
Brilliant. Who's this?
Ronald Isley's birthday today.
Ron Isley of the Isley Brothers. Happy Valentine's Day.
Which does not exist anywhere. Cannot find
it. It's gone. They scraped it from the internet.
They're going to scrub Smokey's Chinooka because of the allegations. Remember? Happy Chinooka. That was Smokey Robinson. Yeah. Now Chinooka? That, you know, the allegations, they're probably going to scrub it.
Damn. When he mispronounced Hanukkah, because sometimes they spell it with a C.
Happy Chinooka.
And the C Chinooka. Is silent. Hmm. How do you spell it when you write it? Or do you?
I don't use the C.
Yeah. I write happy chaladays just to make everyone happy.
Just to make people think.
Ron Isley. Yeah, he's got to be all of, 83?
84.
She's right. 84 years old today. We don't have a whole lot, man. We got a couple of happy heavenlies for
Ron
you.
Ron Isley.
This guy used to, he was slicker than your average, and he had twisted cabbage off of instinct.
Oh.
You may know him as Christopher Wallace.
Oh, he biggie.
Yeah. He would pose the question, what do you do when your bitch is untrue?
Oh, my God.
Do you cut the hooker off and find someone new?
I thought you'd cut her hair off and blank her with a broomstick.
Biggie would have been 53 years old today.
Christopher Wallace. Your mama loves your boy. She loves you, baby.
And she passed away, last year, I think?
Yeah.
Or this year?
Yeah, that's right. She talked like Miss Cleo. She was seemed like a...
I don't know if,
person.
You know what?
Tupac's mama now. I wouldn't have messed with her, man.
She's gone too, right?
Yeah. I mean, all the great moms are gone, guys. Except Fat Boys is still with us.
Yep. I think Tupac's dad was a Black Panther. Kanye's dad was a Black Panther.
He absolutely was. Both of those, you're right.
Chris Benoit would have been 58 years old today. Though they like to remind you that his brain test showed the activity of that of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient because of the CTE, which they didn't know that back then. But the repeated concussions.
You know that house at the time was valued at around $500,000 to $600,000 and only sold for $2.25 million? Because people now, it's a different time. Now I feel like it would add in that weird kind of niche market, that's a premium.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the lady in the Breaking Bad house in Albuquerque wants like $5 million for it.
Yeah, but that's different though. Like, this is where like real like awful murders happen.
Famous house.
Crazy.
She has so many visitors. Just like the guy in New York City that's got the Sex in the City brownstone they used. He's tired of people coming to his house. He had to put a sign up.
I know they tore down my house, but I'll be doing tours later of my front yard at Poe Mill if you want to come by. I'll be doing we'll walk around the yard. I'll show you where my fort used to be and where I buried my dogs.
You doing any backdoor tours, by chance?
Only on Sundays. Not on Sundays. Not on the Sabbath.
I want to see where you broke dance.
It was in the front yard for everyone to see. I broke dance.
He did break dance.
Yeah. He's out there. Oh, my dad. God bless. I can hear him now. Theo, where's Matthew? He's out there breaking.
Dancing. He's a break dancer.
They got a freaking recording studio out in Poe Mill now.
Dude, we keep getting emails
about it.
At the lower Poe Mill West or Poe West or something?
Something like that.
It's at the other end of the road I used to live at, right there where the line changes from. They just like said, you know what? We're gonna gentrify this right to here. Right here, we're going to stop.
Well, you said gentrify. There's a bunch of redheads living there.
Gentrify.
Oh.
Gentrify. Now they're trying to genderfy them, guys. Trying to say, my house is a woman. Well, I need to look at the plumbing before I can agree with that.
You might have a pipe. You
Paige,
need a pipe fitter.
Two questions for you. Whose house?
Swerve's house.
And tomorrow's Thursday. Swerve. What does that mean?
That means fussing.
Nah, I didn't appreciate your enthusiasm.
Fussing.
That's not the way we usually say it. It's Thursday. What's that mean?
Facebook fussing.
Clap. Get today's podcast.
I don't have the clap.
I want you to fall asleep again.
We can arrange that.
Go back to fall asleep. Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks for laughing. Thanks for loving and leaving. Have a great day. I forget what I'm supposed to say. It is good. God bless.
Bye. You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.